With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump told reporters on board Air Force One yesterday that the talks continue with Iran, trying to bring an end to the current war.
We're doing extremely well in that negotiation, but you never know with Iran because we negotiate with them and then we always have to blow them up.
And the president said that we're doing extremely well in the talks. Earlier, Iran's parliament speaker dismissed the talks in Pakistan as a cover to get more U.S. troops into the area. A missile attack on Israel by Iranian-backed Houthis over the weekend is raising new concerns that Tehran's proxies may again try to block the Red Sea shipping routes. That would add more headaches to the shipping, considering that the Strait of Hormuz is also virtually shut down. Also at SRNnews.com, here's correspondent Julie Walker with Iran and the U.S. still trying to work out the diplomacy.
A top Iranian official warning the U.S. against any ground invasion as regional diplomats meet in Pakistan in a push to end the war. Pakistan's foreign minister says they will soon host talks between the U.S. and Iran. In the meantime, the bombings and threats continue, with Iran saying it will target American educational facilities in the region unless the U.S. condemns the bombing of two Iranian universities.
Apollo's old-timers rooting for NASA's return to the moon with the Artemis II launch.
NASA is about to make another moonshot with Artemis II, something that can't come soon enough for those still around from the original Apollo missions in the 1960s, like John Tribe, a propulsion engineer.
It's spectacular. Yes, the next phase. You know, we should have done Artemis 50 years ago.
Apollo 16 astronaut Charlie Duke says this moonshot is a great boost for NASA.
And that report from correspondent Julie Walker, and this is SRN News. A member of Finland's parliament has been found guilty. Michael Harrington explains why.
Avi Rossinen is a Christian, and she has criticized homosexuality in public based on her religious beliefs. She ran afoul of Finland's hate crimes laws and was sued, appealing her case repeatedly over several years. Now Finland's Supreme Court has convicted Rossinen on a vote of 3-2 and ordered her to pay a fine of about $2,000. Her lawyers say an appeal to the European Court of Human Rights might be forthcoming. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Justice Department is investigating whether California and Maine violate the rights of female inmates when they try to house them with men. The investigation will focus on the California Institution for Women in San Bernardino County and the Central California Women's Facility in Madera County, as well as the Maine Correctional Center. That's in Windham, Maine. Both states have policies saying inmates should be housed in a facility consistent with their so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. Thieves have made off with three famous paintings from a private museum near Parma, Italy.
The works are appraised at millions. Police say the break-in happened on the night of March 22nd and 23rd. The thieves forced open the entrance door and grabbed the paintings. The stolen works include a Renoir, a Cezanne, and a Matisse. Local media say the thieves were out in less than 3 minutes, escaping through the museum gardens. The museum believes an organized gang is responsible. The theft adds to a run of major museum heists in Europe. Rich Thomason reporting.
The NFL is moving forward with plans to begin hiring and training replacement officials in the next several weeks because negotiations with the referees union have been unsuccessful. The two people close to the talks, but who spoke on condition of anonymity, say that the league is offering the refs about a 6% per year raise over the next 6 years. More details at SRNnews.com.